Hello, this is MediCircle and I'm Smita Kumar with the latest updates in healthcare. Under the CSR initiatives of the company, Security Printing and Minting Corporation of India contributed a sum of Rs. 1 crore towards the National Sports Development Fund under the Target Olympic Podium Scheme for the top athletes of our country selected for Tokyo Olympics and beyond. The UN funding has been released to the WHO and the United Nations Children's Fund UNICEF. It will fund essential activities including monitoring the spread of the virus, investigating cases, and the operation of national laboratories. According to the WHO report, women live longer than men, but the additional years are not always healthy. Differences in global life expectancy between men and women increased between 1950 and 1990, but has subsequently decreased now. In a recent turn of events, about 400 Tamil Nadu native fishermen stranded on boats in coronavirus-hit Iran have urged India to airlift them because the virus has already claimed 50 lives, infecting another 1,000. Stanford Medicine's 2020 Health Trend Reports once again documents key trends steering the industry's future, including a maturing digital health market, new health laws opening patient access to data, and artificial intelligence gaining regulatory traction for medical use. The survey's findings have major implications for patients, their future experiences of healthcare, and the services to which they have access in the next decade. That's all for today. For more updates, log on to MediCircle.in. Good day and stay healthy.